following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson at KIIC Albia and John Jensen with The Outlook. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, as I understand it, the Attorney General Merrick Garland is scheduled to testify before your Senate Judiciary Committee, and as the ranking member of this committee, how will you focus your questions? What do you want to know from the Attorney General?
Well, I'd like to know why people take an oath to uphold the Constitution and are worried more about the immigration, because immigration comes within our committee and the Homeland Security Committee, but the crisis at the border, that's going to get a lot of attention. Now, there'll be some things from me about letters that I've sent that I still don't have answers on that I'm going to give him a hard time about. But most, we only get 5 or 7 minutes. We hardly ever do we get 10 minutes in our turn. Now, I can be there for 2 or 3 turns if I want to, but that'd take it till well into bedtime. So we generally do a couple rounds. So we end up submitting a lot of questions for answer in writing. John Jensen.
And I was going to ask you, Senator, about that border crisis. What should the administration be doing right now to solve that crisis, solving all the problems we're having down at the Mexican border?
Okay. Well, I can be a little bit specific, but the main answer is just enforce the laws. We don't need any more laws. Laws are being broken every day. Every time somebody crosses the border without permission coming into this country, laws are being broken. So the President of the United States takes an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws that we pass. He's not doing it. It's pretty darn simple. Now, one thing he could do, by the way, the Supreme Court stepped in a couple ways to overrule the President some things that he did he didn't have the authority to do, and I'll just name one of them. But, you know, Trump had what you call a remain in Mexico policy. This president did away with that almost immediately after coming into office. And it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said he didn't have the authority to do what he did. So presumably this president, but very slow accomplishing it, is going to go back to the remain in Mexico policy that Trump had. But that will only solve a minor part of the number of people that are coming across the border. So from that standpoint, enforcing the law is the answer to your question. Tom Williamson.
Senator, the current administration is seemingly seeking to spy even further on individuals and small business owners, bank accounts, financial things. And I understand the IRS needs to hire 80,000 more agents to surveil all of us. It just seems like this might be a violation of our privacy rights to some degree, some power that the feds really maybe shouldn't have. What do you think?
Well, I think that they should not have it. And if that's legislation to give them the authority to do it, I'm going to be voting against it. And I co-sponsored a bill led by Crapo last week to make sure that IRS does not have that authority. And I think all Republicans on the Finance Committee did it. And I told you wrong. Crapo's the top Republican on the committee, but Tim Scott of the committee led that effort. And one reason you wouldn't give this information to them, if you remember 3 months ago, ProPublica, a publication, came out and said that they had gotten personal financial information based on hundreds of wealthy people. We don't even know how many hundreds it is. And so if IRS can't protect the information that they already had, why would one want it to give everybody that's got a $600 in a checking account or $600 of activity in a checking account? And somebody said, well, we're going to raise that to $10,000. Well, the average checking account of the average American has about $60,000 worth of activity every 12 months. So any way you look at it, they would be snooping in the private lives of every American. And that's why Congress should not give the IRS authority to do it, and I don't think the IRS has the authority to do it on their own. So I get a chance to review and vote against that legislation. And by the way, let me throw this in just for good measure. That would probably be a part of this $4.2 trillion package that they're trying to get through the Congress of the United States. And every Republican is going to vote against that package, be in turn voting against if they put in this information that comes from the taxpayer's checking account to the IRS. And we shouldn't be spending $4.2 trillion just because we got inflation high, higher than it's been in 13 years, and it's going to get higher, and we'll just be feeding the fires of inflation if we put more money into the economy. Let's go to John.
Sure. House Speaker Pelosi says the Democrats plan to have an agreement on the spending bill and vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill next week. What's your reaction to this plan from what you've seen, and how do you believe you'll be voting on that?
Yeah, that's the same thing that I've said a couple times in answers to other questions. Every Republican's going to vote against it, so obviously I'm going to vote against it. And my reaction is similar to what you just heard me say, but I'll give you more authority than Chuck Grassley saying it. We've had former Secretary of Treasury Larry Summers, who was also outstanding professor of economics at Harvard University, but he was Secretary of Treasury in the Clinton administration. He told us in January, again in April, again in August, and I heard him on television last week, we've already spent too much money. You shouldn't be spending any more money. And that was before this administration, on a party line vote, appropriated $2 trillion in March to fight COVID. And only 9% of it went to fight COVID. The rest of it went for their wish list of government spending that they couldn't probably get through on its own. So we just shouldn't be doing it at all. Let's go back to Tom.
Senator Biden, President Biden's pick for the office of comptroller of the currency has a Marxist background and would like to have all banking done through a central bank. This seems to really put a lot of power into a centralized bureaucracy once more in D.C. Do you have any say on her?
Well, I'm not on that committee that handles it, but when she comes up for a vote on the floor of the United States Senate, I'll be voting no. She's even worse than what your question implies. She got her degrees at Moscow University. She came to this country. She has written that we shouldn't have a private banking system at all. It should all be done through the government-run Federal Reserve System. Back to John.
Sure. The State Department has indicated that there are still 176 American citizens seeking to leave Afghanistan. What should the administration and what should we be doing to get those Americans out of Afghanistan?
Yeah. Well, before I answer that question, I want to put a final plug in to Tom on what I just said about this socialist that wants to do with the banking system. Can you believe that this administration would want somebody to be controller of the currency that thinks we shouldn't have the private banks that she's going to regulate? And she thinks the government ought to make a decision on everybody who can borrow money or not borrow money, or what you do with your money. Now, getting to your question, John. Obviously, a big, big mistake was made when we pulled out of Afghanistan without taking every American that wanted to leave with us. Now we have a very difficult time getting them out, but we ought to try everything that we can do to get the government of Afghanistan, who obviously is not going to cooperate very much with us, but however we get them to cooperate to get people out. We ought to try to get people out over land as much as we can, and we've got some anonymous groups in Iowa, or not in Iowa, in the United States working on that, and there's some success at that. And there's probably more than the 200 people that say they want to come out. They're the only ones that had guts enough to say so, because their lives are in danger if you leave them over there. Tom?
Senator, Senate Republicans are seeking greater oversight over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and most of us have no idea what this bureau is supposed to do. So what changes have you proposed? What's really their role?
Well, their role is to protect consumers, as the title implies. But since it's a figment of the imagination of Senator Warren, because she's the guts behind this when it was set up maybe 10 years ago, that they need to run the economy. They need to protect every consumer, and they should use almost any tool that they want to do it. And courts have overruled some things about it. But they're not subject to congressional review, which would go through the appropriation process, because they get their money out of from the Federal Reserve System, just automatically get a certain amount of money. And so they don't have to come before the Appropriations Committee. So all the wrongdoing that they do, they never have to answer to Congress for. And this legislation would make sure that they get their money on appropriations, so they'd have to justify their actions and how much money they need, rather than just automatically getting it. John. John, yours will be the last question.
All right. Last Thursday, you and Senator Warren called on the FDA to issue new regulations regarding over-the-counter hearing aids. Talk about your what you guys hope to accomplish with this, and what Americans can hope to get out of it.
You know how expensive hearing aids are? If we could get these by the way, let me say these regulations did come out probably a week after we wrote that letter. So you probably got my letter late and didn't know that. So let me say that these regulations are out. They responded to it. But just think, in the Trump administration, we passed this bill in 2017. And 4 years later, the Trump administration didn't get the rules out. So just as soon as Biden comes in, Warren and I, that sponsored the legislation in the first place, got together and said, we got to get these rules out. So that's why we wrote our letter. Now the rules are out. I think it was a week ago, about now, that I got a call from the Secretary of HHS saying the rules were coming. But the idea is to make sure that that the regulations that implement the legislation that Warren and I got passed in 2017 can operate, so people can get cheaper hearing aids just over the counter. And it's pretty simple. And things that cost $5,000 might end up getting them for $1,000 or maybe $500. Thank you both very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Tom and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.